Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go. 9 days away.
All right, so we're going to do a three-rounder. This, I believe, is actually Mel Kiper's final mock. For whatever reason,
His final mock
came out yesterday.
Wait, but I thought his final mock.
Okay.
Oh, it's because It's not just his mock.
It's not just Mel Kiper. It's him and Field Yates combining together. They're alternating picks.
Okay.
In this mock draft. Okay. It is a three-rounder. No trade up for the Chiefs at 31. No trade down. They're... Field Yates is the one who made this pick, by the way.
Right.
At 31, he has him taking Josh Connerly Jr., offensive tackle from Oregon.
Well, there's a name I've heard.
His description would be, or his the first sentence, what a coup this would be for Kansas City.
Coup?
C-O-U-P, as
yeah,
in...
Yeah, no, I know what you meant, but I was like... I'm just trying to figure out...
I just want to make sure, Cody.
Is this a coup? Who are they? I don't know. Like, well, militarizing against to get a coup against Moore?
The thought.
Who's this a coup against?
The rest of the league because they passed on him.
The thought would be that he's probably not there at 31, and if he's there at 31, it seems like a hell of a pick.
I don't think coup is the word he should have gone with. That's all.
No, you've heard that phrase before, in this context, haven't you?
For a draft?
No, but like it's quite a like you know if that team quite a cue.
Maybe I don't feel like
people have used it in this context. You've heard
they should stop using it. It doesn't make sense. I think they just like the word coup.
So his reasoning is he was outstanding last year at Oregon, only allowed one sack all season. He's always in control and dependable. Obviously, something that sounds nice when protecting
seventh
Patrick
most
Mahomes.
Athletic offensive tackle on the draft according to the Next Gen Stat athleticism score that they use.
Okay.
Lance
Erlein's
throws a sudden punch with good pop.
Mm. People seem to like him, but he is definitely in the camp of people think he might end up as a guard or a right tackle or not. You know, like there are a lot of people who are not convinced Connerly Jr. is going to end up as a starting left tackle.
That's anything we've seen, but not as much as, you know, Simmons or even Ursary. Yeah. Another name that we've had once or twice, haven't spent much time talking about him, is Landon Jackson, edge rusher from Arkansas. That's who Field Yates making the pick again in this mock. Has going
Round
to
two,
the Chiefs at 63. So he references the Chiefs tying for 18th in sacks last year. Always in the business of adding pass rushers, of course. He's got terrific length and plays with one of the best motors in the class.
There it is. Got to get the motor mentioned.
Ooh, I do like a guy with a high motor.
Got to get
a few picks later. This is a new name. Mel Kiper picks this one in the third round. Of course, two picks for the Chiefs at 66. Harold Fannin Jr.
Oh, we've heard
from
that,
Bowling
yeah.
Green. Tight end slash H-back is what he's got him listed as. He led the nation in receiving last year, over 1,500 yards. Could utilize him in a multitude of different ways as part of the intrigue
like
Junior of taking him.
That's
in
Bink's
the third
guy
round.
Too. I think that's is one, it? Of the, one of the guys.
Man, Bink and I are really in line this year.
I think at one point Bink liked him.
The interesting thing about him is he's a little bit undersized for being a tight end in college. At least he was, and his 40 speed wasn't that of one you'd like from a guy that is smaller in size. In terms of lighter weight.
Look, in the third round, I'm not going to be upset about a tight end pick. I don't think they need to do it in the first round, but I'm not going to be mad about it in the third round. Going back to Landon Jackson, that is a different name. You're right. We haven't heard the second round pick in this mock.
So it's 66.
The few notes on him from Lance Erdline, he said, puts blockers at the end of his reach when he lands first. Too tight hipped to dip corner. Yeah. Quote from a national scout in the NFC. He's tough, but I don't see enough contact balance to play down an odd front. Let him be a big, even front based end. He's got a chance to become a good starter, but it will not happen early on.
I was going to say, it sounds like he's more of a just a bull rusher. Like he's strong.
6'6".
He's a big
264.
Boy. Tall.
Yeah, 6'6". Landon Jackson at Arkansas. Started his career at LSU, looks like.
So again, at 66, Harold Fannin, and then the third round pick later on. This is a new name.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is slightly different than they've done. No running back yet, so I assume that maybe that would come in the fourth round. Texan, by the way, pointing out maybe they mean coup de grace, which means death blow. Maybe they are going that versus coup d'etat, which is what I was going with, like an overthrowing of the government.
Yeah, the Chiefs are not overthrowing anything.
Coup de grace, they're death blowing their competition. I just feel like you got to put coup de grace if that's what you're going with.
That's quite a coup.
The final third round pick for the Chiefs, Field Yates making this one.
Oh, sorry.
Dylan Fairchild, guard out of Georgia. They say he's pro ready.
Guard in the third? I just don't. Why are we wasting third round picks on guard? Not wasting, but like it just. I want it like fourth round or later, no earlier than that. Those first four picks need to be.
I think his reasoning is he played more premium. He played left guard in college, pro ready, 5 pressures and 0 sacks over his whole career.
They don't want to probably just hand the job to Kingsley. They want to have some competition.
I mean, also it sounds nice for a guy that played 36 college or 35 college career games and didn't allow a single sack. I mean, that sounds nice, I would assume. And he's also born in the position. He's born, bred, played the position his entire college career at guard. So he's not that Kingsley can't transition, of course, but he's played it in the SEC against the best competition, against guys like Landon Jackson and all the others from A&M who are going to go in the first round, or Walter Nolan. So it's appealing.
Yeah, and this might be because I'm in Kansas City and maybe we just view it. I think we clearly view it differently than the national publications. I just think their left guard is Kingsley. Like, I don't think they have a question about who their starting left guard is. I think their starting left guard is Kingsley Suamataia. And maybe that's just blindly gold because, like, we've heard Veach say they like the way he looks at guard, or because this is a very standard transition for a player who fails at tackle to go play guard. It's like starting pitchers becoming relievers. It is like the next logical transition for a high pick tackle to eventually go to guard. It's an easier position to be successful at. All the other normal stuff. I'm just convinced their guard is Kingsley. I don't know. You do too, I think.
Yeah, I think that'll be the plan.
I mean, let's
Norzad, Caliendo, Kingsley.
I mean, if they do take one though in the third round, that means they're getting rid of. Are they getting rid of?
I just think he's in an open competition
of Caliendo. Of Caliendo, or
no? They'll keep Caliendo. He's a swing guard. They'll just put Kingsley and those two guys. They'll keep one extra offensive lineman, which they do sometimes, and they'll pick Kingsley against Kingsley and the third round guard against each other for the spot. Caliendo, I think they view as a backup. I don't think that they're like gung-ho on him being the starter.
The only way that I can think that it makes sense, and I don't know if this is just you're almost drafting, you're not drafting scared in a way, but let's say that it's Kingsley at guard, and he stinks again, and you got Caliendo, you're running into the exact same problem that ran into last year in a different set of circumstances.
But guard, not tackle, so I feel way better about it.
But
you're
still concerned about because there's a lot of unknowns technically with Jalen Moore as well. Like you'd rather have more unknown again.
Yeah, I think Cody's just saying that if they feel like Jalen Moore is the starting left tackle, and then in your hypothetical, you're saying like it's 4 weeks in, he's playing fine, but Kingsley's awful.
I'm saying you won't notice.
He's saying that like it'd be easier to replace Kingsley midseason than trying to replace a guard or a tackle again. But I hear you. Like right now, Jalen Moore is a question mark. We don't know. You're right. But in the hypothetical of it's a month in the season, he's playing fine, and it's the guard that has an issue. That's an easier one.
The only explanation I could see for them picking guard is, you know what? We are gonna make for damn sure that we have somebody who can play that guard position, and we're not gonna have any problems.
are Arkansas fans, both on the text line and over on Twitch, saying, look, as your University of Arkansas soars, great pick, 10-year pro.
Oh, Landon Jackson.
On Landon Jackson.
They're saying Landon Jackson be quite the coup.
That's right.
On who?
All other 31 teams that didn't draft him, I guess the two Chiefs technically as well, if they pick him in the second round, they all passed on.
Yeah, see, someone says, is it an unexpected result used all the time? And that's what I'm saying. We've seen it and heard it in sports reference all the time.
I do think it was funny, speaking of the you all passed on me thing, Will Howard recently came out and said, teams are going to regret passing on me who don't draft me.
Classic line. Got to get that one out if you're going to be like a third round pick. Yeah. Or Randy Moss.
And I'm going to be more motivated than ever. I mean, it's going to fuel me. It's going to fuel me.
I mean, you got to say it, because if you're right, then you get to, like, you know, own it the entire time.
Sure.
Like Randy Moss told teams that, and they probably regretted it. But I'm sure that there's a lot of other guys you've never heard of that also told teams they'd regret it.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody does.
They're going to regret on passing me. It's like, bro, you're picked in the fifth round. Come on now.
This now is going to become a show moment. We get texts on all the time. Coup de grace. We're going to get all the time.
So many different coups. So many possibilities.
Which one's your favorite one?
What's my favorite? Do you have a favorite? Birds. I like the way a bird coos. That's probably my top one.
Your favorite. Right.
You know,
it is a draft particular phrase.
No, I think it's just in sports. Like, that was cool. Like, even if they hired a head coach, like in college football, hired a young coach,
yeah,
and like 2 years in, you're like, wow, that turned out to be quite a coup. You not heard that phrase?
Not in this context.
Really? Really? You have it?
You know what I'm talking about, Drew. You've heard it.
100%. Especially around the draft. It always happens. It always happens.
This is not
Trace.
This is new to me.
Like Drake hiring their head coach in basketball this past year, that would be like, wow, that's quite a coup. They got him from Northwest. It turned out to be quite a
coup. Getting Trace Smith in the sixth round was a coup, even though we know
no there one was said some that. Reason. You guys can say.
Oh, I can't wait for Friday after the draft,
the
man.
Eagles getting Jalen Carter at 9 was a coup.
No one said that when that happened. So I'm saying.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You guys are just saying.
I don't know.
Someone said Cougars are their favorites.
Someone said Coupe de Ville.
That's
with the E at the end.
All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.